Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't call it. Tie ball game. Worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. Gets it.
Denton, did you stay up and watch it last night or not? I haven't asked you yet.
I did not stay up and watch it, but I did watch it this morning.
Okay. That was one of the best playoff games I have seen in years last night. I was up for all of it. Denver at the buzzer. Jamal Murray from the baseline over Anthony Davis beating the Lakers after they trailed by 20 in the third quarter. I know we have a lot of draft to talk about, but there were two games last night in the NBA playoffs that were as good as it gets in sports, period. On one night, for sure. Good morning. Cooley's going to be on the show in about 20, 25 minutes. You'll hear his film breakdown on Drake May. We played for you last week his film breakdowns on both Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. His film breakdown on May coming up here early in the show. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will be with us at 11 a.m. and Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus at 11:35. You'll also hear Daniel Jeremiah, his new take on what Washington will do at number two from the NFL Network. And you'll hear Drake May on this show today. No, not as a guest, but he did a podcast yesterday, and he described his visit to Washington last week and the night that they all spent at Topgolf and how it went for him here last week. We will play that for you. 2.5 days and counting until the NFL draft, and plenty of discussion about the draft today, if you're not worn out at this point. I'm not. I'm ready to go on it. But I'm going to take a few minutes here to talk about games, playoff games, last night in the NBA. Look, when we get to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're going to be talking about guys that get drafted that are going to play in the NFL. But 60 to 65% of the people that we talk about on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday won't even be in the league in 3 years. And no more than 2 out of the 10 will be major contributors. 2 out of 10 selected will be major contributors. Last night, we had legitimate drama, game drama. The NBA playoffs, I've been telling you guys this for years, it is an incredible product. I know a lot of you don't watch the NBA during the regular season. I don't watch a lot of NBA during the regular season, especially when the Wizards are terrible. I probably watch more of it than many of you do, but the playoffs are a completely different product. And they kicked off over the weekend, not counting the play-in games from last week, with 8 game ones, 4 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday. And I'll be the first to admit, I watched a lot of it, and a lot of it was snoozer territory. I mean, most of the games were blowouts. The average margin of victory in the 8 games on Saturday and Sunday, 13 points. There was only one game out of the 8 that came down to the final possession. But last night, man, it changed. The Knicks and 76ers, early in the evening, Madison Square Garden roaring from the start. That is, in team sports, one of the great environments to see a game, a playoff game in Madison Square Garden when the Knicks are good, is as raucous and electric as anything you can attend anywhere. And it was that way last night. They're in a series with Philadelphia. They were up 1-0. And the game last night was back and forth throughout the second half. And then the final 27.1 seconds, insanity. Down by 5, the Knicks with the ball. This was the great Mike Breen's call on Madison Square Garden Network.
Picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24. DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer. Shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead.
Two bangs from Mike Breen. Double bang from Breen. In 14 unbelievable frantic seconds, the Knicks went from down 5 to up 1. They blocked a shot. Hartenstein blocked a shot on the other end on Maxey. They went up 3 after 2 free throws, and then Joel Embiid missed a 3 at the buzzer, and the Knicks have a 2-0 series lead with a 3-point win. Incredible win. Reminiscent, actually, in reverse of what Reggie Miller did to the Knicks back in the 90s when he scored 8 points in like 15 seconds. There was a ton of controversy in this game. What you didn't hear Breen describe, because it wasn't known until sort of after, is that on the inbounds play, after Brunson made a 3-pointer, which, by the way, was his only 3 of the night, to cut it to 2, Kyle Lowry jumps out of bounds. He inbounds it to Maxey, who then fumbles the ball. The ball's on the ground. The Knicks end up getting a steal. But Nick Nurse, the coach of the 76ers, was trying to call timeout. Referee doesn't acknowledge him. Tried to call timeout twice. Tried to call timeout to advance the ball after the 3, so they would have the ball in the front court up 2. And they didn't see him yelling for the 3. And then when Maxey went to the ground fumbling and fighting for the ball, he tried to call a timeout again. He should not have been granted the timeout right there. But that was essentially all the 76ers needed. Josh Harris's team, the Philadelphia 76ers, filing a grievance with the NBA over the officiating not only last night, but in game one as well. Embiid in the locker room after, he's got his head buried in his hands. He predicts the 76ers are now going to win the series. The truth is that Philly's more talented with Embiid healthy, which he's not. And they've been as good, if not better, for the majority of both games against the Knicks, but they haven't been able to close either one of them out. Embiid is hurting, man. He is such a sick talent. Sick talent. But he's hurting. He's still averaging 31-9, despite being maybe 70%. But that game was the appetizer to what came later in the evening. Because Lakers at Nuggets game two was as good a playoff game as I have seen in a few years. Lakers were down 1-0. They had a lead in game one, ended up losing by 11. If you don't know the backdrop to this, the Lakers got swept in the Western Conference Finals last year by the Nuggets as the Nuggets went on to win their first ever NBA championship, beating Miami in the finals. They've lost, the Lakers have, had lost nine in a row heading into last night, dating back to 2022. But man, were they good last night for three quarters of the game. They took a 20-point lead in the third quarter. Now, 20-point leads get erased a lot in the NBA, especially in the regular season. Maybe not as much in the playoffs because the intensity and the defensive intensity is there from the beginning. But, man, last night Anthony Davis was sensational for three quarters. He had 32 through three quarters, was unstoppable at times. D'Angelo Russell, who was basically the guy that everybody blamed for the Lakers losing game one, which was ridiculous, but he was 1-for-9 from behind the arc in game one. Last night, he was 7-for-11 on threes, scored 23 points. And then LeBron James, oh my God, 39 years old. The game on the line at the end as the Nuggets just kept cutting into the lead, kept cutting into the lead. They got it to 2 with about 6 minutes to go, and LeBron hits back-to-back bombs. LeBron over the final 6 minutes, 10 points, 2 steals, an amazing performance by LeBron James. He missed a wide-open 3, though, with 16 seconds left in a tie game that gave the Nuggets that final possession where Jamal Murray hit the game winner. Jamal Murray in this game, one of the true underrated players in the NBA. He could not hit the broadside of a barn all night long. And then midway through the fourth quarter, he finally got it going, and he was incredible down the stretch. All mid-range, did not make one three-pointer. All getting to the bucket or mid-range jump shots, including the game winner. Nikola Jokic, probably on the verge of winning his third MVP. 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists in the game. 27, 20, and 10. He now has, in the postseason, 4 games of at least 25, 20, and 10. Next on the list is Wilt Chamberlain with 2. Jokic has 4 of those games. Chamberlain has 2. Jabbar has 1. Kareem and Wilt combined don't have as many as Jokic has. It is very clear, I think, to basketball people and fans that Nikola Jokic is, he may not go down as the greatest center to ever play the game, although he's only 29. But at this point, it's safe to say that he's probably the most versatile center to ever play the game. In part because, you know, you didn't have centers shooting threes back in the day. You know, Kareem, I don't think, would have been a good three-point shooter. I don't know about Wilt. I don't think Olajuwon would have. I don't think Shaq would have. But there is no doubt that you can put him at the top of the most versatile centers in the history of the game. And he had 27, 20-10 in this insane asylum, which was Denver's arena last night as well. Those fans are phenomenal. There was controversy in this game. The Lakers going crazy after the game because of some of the officiating. And the call that everybody, if you watched this last night, D'Angelo Russell got smacked in the head on a drive that he missed. They called the foul on the floor. For some inexplicable reason, Denver challenged the call. Nobody thought when they went to a commercial that they would come back and somehow overturn the call on the floor, because Russell literally got smacked in the head on the shot attempt. They came back and they overturned the call. LeBron after the game was, what are we doing? Why are we going to go to replay in New York? You got that sound from LeBron?
I got that sound for
you. Play that.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that f*** is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game, too. What are we doing?
I mean, there was so much complaining last night. And that's part of what makes this great is the drama and the complaints and the you know, going back for, they'll keep playing games here. It's not one and done. But he was right, man. I have no idea what anybody in that replay center was watching to overturn the foul call. Now, that was not a call that ended up impacting the game. There was a call late. Jamal Murray got to the free throw line for two free throws on a foul call against LeBron that was very, very questionable. But what was great about this game was the comeback didn't happen all at once. They were just inching back, and then LA would, you know, extend the lead a little bit more. And when it got down to two, LeBron just took the game over. He's better than he's ever been as a shooter. I am 100% convinced that LeBron James, at 39 years old, is the best he's ever been as a shooter. When you go back and you look at it, three-point-wise, he had his best season ever from behind the arc, shot 41% from behind the arc. From the field, he was 54%. That's not the best in his career, but it's the best in like 7 years from the floor. Free throw shooting wise, he was 75% this year. You know, LeBron's been an up and down free throw shooter throughout his career. He's an average 73.6% free throw shooter. So this year he was above his average, and he was better than three of the last 5 years from, six of the last 8 years, excuse me, in terms of the percentage that he shot. He has somehow, at 39 years old, and I'm not saying this suspiciously, I'm not, trust me, because LeBron can certainly afford to, you know, have the best of the best in terms of staying in shape and staying fit, but he is, in many ways, more skilled as a player at 39 years old than maybe he was at 29 or 34, 5 years ago. Incredible game last night. The best part of the last, you know, minute and a half or so is that there were no timeouts called. And on that last Jamal Murray buzzer beating game winner, when they got the rebound off LeBron's missed three-pointer in a tie game, 99-99, Mike Malone, the coach of the Nuggets, wanted to call a timeout, but Jokic looked right at him and waved him off and said, "No, we're going." And over the last minute of the game, there were no timeouts. You know, so often in these NBA games, you get, you know, the last 30 seconds take 20 minutes to play. Not last night. It was breathtaking down the stretch. And Jokic waved Malone off. And it wasn't for him. Now, he set the initial screen, but they got Murray going, and Murray was unbelievable down the stretch and hit the baseline jumper over Anthony Davis to win it. They're up 2-0. People can talk about, you know, some of you sent me some very sarcastic tweets, which is fine, about the suggestion that the Lakers lose that first play-in game on purpose and try to win the second one to get OKC in the first round instead of Denver. I mean, look, I understand these guys are competitors, but you know how many games they load management and they drop on purpose during the regular season? I understand that was a play-in game, but you know, for LeBron and Anthony Davis at this point in their career, the goal should be to win a championship. And the best strategy, team-wise, franchise-wise, to win a championship or to get as deep into the postseason as possible would have been to avoid Denver in the first round, a team they haven't beaten since 2022, and play Oklahoma City, who is the youngest team that's been a one seed in the history of the playoffs. They just don't have the experience. They nearly lost game one at home to the Pelicans, who were playing without Zion Williamson. The Lakers would have beaten OKC in a best-of-seven first-rounder, I think. They've played very well, though, in the first two games. They really have. This is worth watching if you are a sports fan. The NBA playoffs, this series in particular, Knicks 76ers series, pretty great, too. But that game last night was as incredible from a drama standpoint over the final few minutes, actually throughout the night, but the final few minutes were ridiculously good. You get more of it tonight. You get a triple, I think actually tonight you get three games, but you get the Suns at the Timberwolves at 7:30. I mean, Kevin Durant puts together this superstar team, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. They're down 1-0 to Minnesota. And then you get Pacers, Bucks, and then Mavs, Clippers tonight. The Clippers destroyed Dallas in game one without Kawhi Leonard, and he may not play tonight either as they try to go up 2-0 in that series. The Caps play tonight. Games, people, games. Good games, playoff games. The best that sports has to offer are playoff games, tournament, you know, games in college. By the way, I was looking at the NHL playoffs, which are 3 days old as well. Not one overtime game yet. Not one. Just seems like in the NHL playoffs, you end up with, like, every night at least one overtime game. Not one overtime game yet. Tonight, the Caps at the Rangers, game two, 7 o'clock. Puck drop, and I think that game is an ESPN game. Does that mean that Joe B and Locker don't have the game if it's on ESPN? Denton, do you know?
I believe that's how it goes, though they might make an exception for the postseason.
Yeah, I would prefer to watch Joe B and Locker on the Monumental Sports Group Network. They are a big underdog again tonight against the Rangers in Game 2. That series comes back to D.C. for Game 3 on Friday night. We will have all the picks Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. All of the picks right here on the Team 980. Draft coverage Thursday night, Friday night, and pretty much all day Saturday. You won't miss a pick if you tune in to the Team 980 Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. Thursday night is Grant and Danny. Friday night, Denton and yours truly. And then on Saturday, it is Denton and Linnell, right?
Linnell and I are after you and I on Friday, and then it's Pete Medhurst at noon Saturday, and me after that.
Got it. I should probably opened up that memo from CK before I tried to lay out the schedule. But I had the first two nights right. So you will not miss a pick. Tune in to 980. And, yeah, the Rangers-Caps on Friday night going on at the same time. You can listen to the draft and watch the game simultaneously. I'm sure you'll do that. All right, up next, Cooley will be on. He was on my podcast yesterday. He did a film breakdown of Drake May. He also did one of Caleb Williams. I'm going to play the Drake May portion of it when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.